Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of the kedusha of Beis HaKnesses. We're learning Chayadim Klal Yud Zayin, and we started Siman Vav. So Siman Vav already saw the first half, that the din of the covenant of the Beis HaKnesses is based on a pasuk deraisa and the din deraisa. So now the Chayadim says a few examples of things which you should not do in the Beis HaKnesses because of this mitzvah of Yira from the Mikdash. A person cannot talk in a Beis HaKnesses Devarim B'Teilim. Now we will talk about if there are any leniencies, if you can build the shul in such a way that there are some certain kulas. But even the kulas, which the place can talk about, that you can build it in such a way that you are allowed to speak divrei chulin, which has a value. A person has to discuss a pernosah purpose, so that's divrei chulin, but it has a reason why a person is discussing it. But dvarim b'teilim, which is just a waste of a person's time totally, would be considered an act of kalus rosh in the Beis HaKnesses, and it's aser. I saw the language of one Pesach who's writing on this topic, and he says, even though you're going to say that many people are not careful about this halacha, and maybe if I would try to be careful about this halacha, it will look like you will look like Gaiva. A person should not be concerned about that, and a person should be careful about these halachas. It is a good question why we've become so lenient in these areas, and I don't have a good answer. I do want to point out that I did one time visit a shul in a certain city where there are makbid in this halacha, that the shul was only used for discussion of Torah and Tefillah, and this halacha applies even up during davening. This applies any time a person is in the shul, whether in the middle of the afternoon, whatever it is. The conversation in a shul can only be either Torah or Tefillah, and they were makbid on that halacha. And the result was that there's a palpable feeling of Kedusha in the air when you walked into the shul, that this place was a place which is miyuchad for the purpose of Torah and Tefillah, and you felt a Kedusha there, and your davening was better because you were in a place where the Hanhaga was recognizing the awe of the Kedusha, which is really there. So people sometimes grapple with, they have difficulty with davening, and sometimes we wonder maybe if we would keep the halachas that we're supposed to and give the Beis HaKnesses the appropriate respect that it's supposed to get and give davening the appropriate respect that it's supposed to get, maybe davening would be easier for us. We wouldn't have difficulty having kibbutz during davening and focusing during davening, because the different situations which Chazal set up, the Torah set up, to facilitate having a better davening, we have literally shot ourselves in the foot, undermining the Kedusha which is there. So the Chayyadim continues and says that this, they are also b'mechashrim b'hem cheshbonosh elo shal mitzvah v'kupa shal tzedaka v'kedoyma. So a person cannot in the Beis HaKnesses discuss cheshbonos, you know, discuss business deals and all type of thing, numbers and money that it's owed, etc., unless it's for the purpose of a mitzvah tzedakah. And obviously it is inappropriate to act lightheaded and without a lack of awe and respect. There's a mitzvah mikdashi tiro that you're supposed to have awe from the mikdash, and that applies to a shul. By the way, the chayyam is living on a derisa level, so acting over there in a way of kalas rosh would be the antithesis of this chiyuv of having yira and having awe of the Beis HaKnesses. So it's obviously going to be included in the yisur. Aleihem ne'emar, and such people, the pasuk says, the person says, who asked you to come visit me that you're going to trample my chotzer, my dwelling place? And if you truly believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his presence, you would find it impossible to stand in his home and Beis HaKnesses, which is Hashem's dwelling place, and ignore the presence of the Melech. which is there. So that indicates that this person is showing by the action that he's doing that he feels he has no connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. He doesn't feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. He doesn't. Or he denies a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. Or he doesn't care about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. Chas v'sholem. And therefore, he's lost his portion in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's relation in relation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mezayir maflik moed ba'onsham rechman alitzlan. A person who will speak words of Kulin, words of Betzicha B'Teila, the Beis HaKnesses, or Kalos Roish, is showing that he feels no connection at all to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a tremendously negative thing. That's what the Zohar means, is like he has no God. Chabad Chaim points out, so this is true by Sicha B'Teila, Kabbal Chermer, you're talking about Sicha Asura. We have Sicha Skulin, which is the Torah Parnassah, which we'll see some leniencies about. We have Sicha B'Teila, which has no purpose, it's just frivolous conversation. And then we have a Sicha Asura, Lashon Hara, Rechilis, Einoa, Machloikis, etc., which that's 10 times worse than a person just, I'm just saying a number. It's many, many times more worse that in the home of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're going connected his Ratzin, you're sitting in the palace of the king and going connected the word of the king. That's obviously very, very inappropriate. So we'll talk about some of the details of the halacha tomorrow, but meanwhile the Chayyadim introduced a very strong admonition of being careful about how you speak in a basic Knesset, or whether you speak at all in a basic Knesset, but if you do, at least how you speak in the basic Knesset. Have a good day.